Coach Amy Schaub put the headset on. How are you?
Pretty good.
Pretty good after a nice first game win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really nice. It was really nice seeing the outside shots go in a little bit more. That I told you, in practice we make them, and so it was really nice. There were some really nice dishes and stuff like that and assists out there to the shooters, and I was really pleased with that.
Yeah, you were knocking three threes in the first. You came back, you know, Alice was hot in the, you know, I just won the second, but she really got going in the third, and you hit one in the fourth. You hit one in every quarter.
Yeah. If we could have only done that against Chase County a little bit, that would have been just a little bit different of a game. But
if ands or buts, huh?
Yeah.
Dang it. But, hey, that's okay. Your practice, you talked about pregame, got back to practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays. That was a good week, and it really showed.
Yeah, it really did. And you know, even against Chase County, we did a good job passing it out and doing the inside-out pass just like we did tonight. Just happened to go in tonight. I really thought that the girls played really good defense today. They worked hard. And I know we gave up a couple of layups and stuff like that, but they were doing the right things. So that was really nice to see.
I thought Sarah Barber had a great game, especially came out second half and really helped you defensively. She got a couple of buckets. I thought that young lady really, really came out and had a good game.
Yeah, and Sarah's just going to get better and better. Yeah. You know, right now she's still trying to learn the game in a little bit because she missed last year. So she's going to get better, and she's very, very athletic. She's really good rebounder around the basket once we get her to just put it back up instead of thinking, like, I got to pass it out. And once she figures that out, she's going to be pretty deadly in there.
How about Kerrigan Brown off the bench?
Yeah, Kerrigan's playing really, really well. I'm pleased with what she's doing. She's doing all the little things. You know, she doesn't think that she has to be that major scorer, but she's taking the right shots when people set her up.
You bet. Had 7 points off the bench. You know, Alice led you, I think, at 14. Callie, 9. You know, most in the first half. Jaylee with 5 points. Everybody, he had a lot of contributions from a lot of players.
Yeah, they face guarded Callie in the second half. I mean, and we knew that, and we know that teams are going to do that. So it's nice that other people stepped up and stuff, because a lot of teams are going to do that. So we need to understand that, and I think the girls understood that. And Callie took a shot; she needed a shot, but she also got a lot of assists in the second half.
The Neal girl had a great second quarter, went to halftime at 11 points, didn't score the whole second half.
Yeah, is that 22?
22, yeah.
Her shot's pretty, isn't it? It looked like a nice shot, and I thought, ooh, we might be in trouble here a little bit. And we put Jaylee on her, and Jaylee shut her down. So, you know, Jaylee's a great defender. She has a little bit of length to her, which really, really helps. But she has pretty good foot speed, too.
And this was an experience. You talked about experience. Bunch. They had a couple of starters back from the 22-win team last year, didn't they?
Oh, they had everybody back but one.
Yeah.
So, and they have a good freshman, so... Yeah. They have a very, very solid team. This is a team that's going to win a lot of games this year. So this was a very quality win.
Can't forget the rest of your bench. You talked about your bench has got to come through with some minutes to help your starters. And Riley Barger, Riley Liburn, Haley Smalley came in with some minutes to help out ball handling as well.
Yeah, I think that helped us with a little bit of getting a little bit of breather. You know, if somebody can contribute and do their role when they come off the bench and give a starter, you know, 1 or 2 minutes of rest, that's really going to help. And actually, when they came in, I thought that they didn't miss a step, and they did some really good quality things and did our game plan. They didn't do it perfectly, but neither did our starters. So it's just stuff we got to keep on working on.
All right, you're in the field house. You granted me my wish, Coach Schaub. You got me out of this gym for your game, and hopefully the Bison boys kind of look like they're going to make it just out of here altogether.
Yeah, when we came in here, Coach Marvin and I both said the same thing. We really like this gym compared to the other one. So.
Oh, man. Anyway. So you're going to play the winner of Goodland and Norton? Are you sticking around and watching that here tonight?
Well, the boys will let us.
Uh-huh.
We'll see.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll watch it on film.
But wouldn't it be, you know, I always like coming down here at Goodland and McCook-Goodland semifinals on a Friday night, or I think they'd be the best to play them on the home floor.
We'll see.
But if Norton wants to be there, so yep. What, huh?
I don't care. Whoever wins, we'll play him.
You bet. But, hey, the girls got to be ecstatic, got to be excitement. Hey, coming off, a close one with Chase County, you pretty much led from start to finish in this one.
Yeah, that was really nice to see. And it's just, like, when you see them first couple of three-point shots go down, you know, everything just opens up a little bit. And against Chase County, if that would have happened, you know, we would have had a great shooting night. And we had a great shooting night because we seen him go in. And we shot a little bit better from the free throw line in this game. So that was kind of nice also.
Exactly right.